Let's back up a minute. And when you got married, you were involved in some nursing activities then, weren't you? That was back in Pennsylvania?
That's right. It was in Parkcrest, Pennsylvania. The neighbors, you helped many neighbors out, which they would do for you if you needed help. During the Depression, the doctors felt it was expensive to come into this residential area. We were only 4 miles from town, but it meant a patient had a bill, plus the doctors may never get paid. So they came and asked me if I'd set up in our living room kind of a treatment center and do, it wasn't more like on a home nursing, but it was called hourly nursing. And I charged $1 per hour when I went out into the homes, and the same when they came to the home. And penicillin was new at that time. That meant every 3-4 hours you gave a shot of penicillin. And I recall one case, the lady only lived probably 1/4 mile from where I lived, but she had to have penicillin Q4 hours, and it was March. And it was a heavy snowstorm. Well, I did not go to bed. I just rested on the sofa in our living room, set the alarm, and I would get up, and my husband would shovel the snow down the steps. Her husband would shovel up so they'd meet, that I had a path to get to the car. And we did that for about a week, Q4 hours. So when penicillin could be given every 12 hours or something, it's been a relief to many patients and nurses. But the doctors brought all the dressing supplies, the IVs, everything to my place, or I would meet them at the patient's home and continue on, where they would have had to stayed and taken care of the treatment. I remember one was an ex sheriff, who was our neighbor, very interesting couple. I was there one evening, and his wife said, "I think his sugar condition is worse." So I told her the next day I'd come down, bring some things to test, and we found him very high. And his son was a doctor in New Jersey. And the father began to have trouble with the foot. They had to amputate one toe. The doctors wanted to amputate the foot, and the son said, "No way." He said, "My father is up around 90. He does not want an amputation." So I had to go every day when he came home after the toe was amputated and take care of the foot.